Hello and welcome to Web Intersect Part 25. And you guys should know what we're doing by now, so I'm not going to describe all that again. And I have to address just a couple of things. I know I said in the last part 24 that I was going to show you guys how to program in the forgot password functionality, but in this part 25 I'm going to tie up a loose end that I didn't show you guys about before, and this is a very important one. We want to make sure that we cap our maximum blab amount for each member in the database to something like 20, 50, or 100, whatever you really want, but I'm gonna cap mine at 20 so no member can have any more than 20 blabs at one time. And so that's gonna be part 25, and part 26 is going to be the forgot password functionality, and then part 27 which is going to be part 27 is going to be the final tutorial for the whole entire series. I'm going to call it quits for just a little while in this series to think about which directions I want to go with it, and part 27 will end the series for a little while, and that's going to be the remember me functionality, which is going to be a really cool one and very useful one to a lot of you guys. So your members don't have to keep logging in every time they come. They can just open their browser, go to your site, bam, they're logged in automatically because we're going to be using cookies, yummy little cookies. Okay, so now what we're going to do is make sure we cap off, and this is going to be just a few lines of code and very simple to do. Every time the member blabs, we're just going to slice off the top or the tail end of their whole list in the database. So it'll be like a whole cycling type system of blabbing. Okay, so let's show you guys that now. Oh yeah, I have to address one thing. The free source package is only up to part 20, and you notice we're at part 25 now. So if you download the free source package, you're going to be missing a little bit of code, and a few of the video tutorials aren't even listed on the site yet. They're at YouTube still, and I haven't updated the site yet, and I'm going to do that when I get some time. So just give me a little bit of time, and I'll get the free source package updated, and I'll let everybody know by blabbing about it. I just want to make sure that you guys know that the free source package is not getting updated until the end of the series, which is part 27, remember me functionality. Got it? Good. Okay, so let's knock out capping off the maximum limit of blabs in our database for each member. And so fire up your favorite text editor and open up profile.php. We'll go down to the section where the blab actually gets posted into the database right here. And what we're going to do is go down a couple of lines and make ourselves a comment. And I think in this area, when this functionality happens, when the blab gets inserted into the database in this if condition, is the best place to slice off the tail end of the blab section of the blab list for this member. It just makes sense to me, so that's what we're going to do. If it doesn't make sense to some of you guys, you want to put it somewhere else, that's your call. Okay, so let's call this delete any blabs over 20 for this member. And so let's go ahead and right here and make sure we visually end that so we can keep nice visual separation for ourselves in the code. What's going on where, you know what I mean. Okay, so let's make a variable here that's going to be called SQL delete blabs. And this is going to equal MySQL query similar to, let's say, this one. So let's just grab that. Okay, so this query is going to be from blabbing. So let's make sure we're selecting the right table. We're going to select all from blabbing where memID, because that's the database field in that table that we want to access. So memID equals ID. That's just fine because their session ID is already set up here, and that's the variable for it. So we select all. Well, before we do that, let's make a, before I explain the query, we're going to say order by, make sure we order it in the descending by Blabdate. Order by Blabdate descending. And we're going to limit it as well, because we only need to... Really, you could, if you're going to set your cap to 20, you can set your cap to whatever you want. But I'm setting mine to 20. But actually, I'm going to do a query here of a limit of 50. I don't even need the 0. So I'm going to limit my query to 50, because I think I have a few more than 20 blabs. And maybe a couple of other members also have maybe a few more than 20. So I'm just going to show mine as limit 50. Actually, it's limited to 20. If there's a few extras in the database, who cares? Usually, you would be coding this in before any members really got to do a lot of blabbing. So they would never get above 20. You know what I mean? I hope you do. Okay, so let's go to the next line down, and we're going to make a variable for index. You know, a lot of the times you see I as a variable. We're going to call ours bi. And it's going to be an incremented variable. It's going to start at 1, the index. And it's just, I call it bi for blab index. And the first one in the loop is going to be 1, so I claim it as 1. Okay, now we're going to put in a while loop that's going to do everything we needed, the slicing off the end. Okay, I decided I'm going to keep this at 50. It's really not going to make any difference. Even if your cap is set to 20, it's not going to hurt it to limit the query to 50, because there won't be 50 ever. Okay, so it doesn't really matter. Okay, so now let's put in this while loop. So we'll say while, open it up. Oops. While the row from the database equals MySQL fetch array, then the query right here, put it right there with a dollar sign on it, and then we'll close up this one, and then we'll open up the curly brace. Now let's close our while loop right here. Beautiful. And that's where the end delete blabs would end. So right inside of the while loop, we're going to select or access the blab ID, the ID associated with that particular blab that's being accessed in the fetch array. And this one is going to be called row. Put a semicolon in between the brackets, single quotes in between the single quotes, the ID field. So now, actually, let's make those double quotes. ID. There we go. Okay, so in the ID field, for each blab that's coming out in this array, we access the ID for that blab. That way we can delete it here if it happens to be over 20. And I'm going to show you how that works, and I'll try to explain it the best I can. But the code works, trust me. Now we're going to open an if statement and close it. Now within the if statement, we're going to check to see if bi... Well, first let me increment bi down here. And usually it would be i...